This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and of course you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The 420 news is still to come, but first we go to your phone calls, and Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Jeremy? Hey, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, did you have a good 420 yesterday?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. You know, about every day.
Somehow I got that impression, Jeremy.
What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you guys were planting any good gardens this year. Make sure you get good nutritious food instead of all that poisonous stuff that they want to sell you at the supermarket all the time.
Maybe this year we'll, my wife will start the garden, but maybe next year.
Well, you are buying, you've got a nice piece of land out here in rural New Hampshire, and certainly plenty of room for a garden. I myself, not much of a gardener, and I have not been poisoned yet by the grocery store's food, so I think I'll just keep buying it from the store. It's mighty convenient and tasty.
Yeah, but don't you feel weak sometimes, like after you eat some of that, like a TV dinner or something?
No, the only time I feel bad is if I eat, like, a whole bag of chips or something like that. And then I feel kind of, but, you know, all things in moderation.
Yeah, you should try some of that inner food, Ian.
The what?
Inner food.
What is that?
It makes you, it's like all these different herbs and stuff you need on a daily basis.
Huh. Well, if I needed
it a product? Inner food is the name of a product?
Yeah.
If I needed all those herbs on a daily basis, how is it I'm still here?
Well, because you'd have so much more energy if you had what you needed on a daily basis.
I don't need any more energy, man. I sit around the house all day and make phone calls. I mean, it's not like I need to. It's not like I need a whole lot of energy for anything. And I don't feel like I have a lack of energy either. I can get out, ride my bike, which I've been doing. The weather's been beautiful. I was out on it yesterday. Rode out to the bar for social Sundays, hung out with some free staters and liberty activists, and rode back. And
If you had more energy, though, just think how many more Hooters you could smoke every day.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. I appreciate that. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so here's the story, and it is an awesome story. DailyCamera.com, we reported before on what had happened to Colorado University students in the past. In 2006, Colorado University police dispatched undercover photographers to snap pictures of people smoking marijuana because they have this 420 event that they do every year on the campus of Colorado University where people smoke marijuana in public. And then what happened back in 2006 was the photos of the 150 alleged offenders were then posted on the department's website, and witnesses were offered $50 to positively snitch on the suspects, who were then ticketed. Another year, smokers were doused with sprinklers. But this time, a crowd of about 10,000 people began counting down on University of Colorado's Norlin Quadrangle just before 4:20 on Sunday. 9, 8, 7, so on. Yet the massive puff of pot smoke that hovers over CU's Boulder campus every April 20th, the date of an annual internationally recognized celebration of marijuana, began rising over the sea of heads earlier than normal this year. Oh, forget it, one student said, aborting the countdown to 4:20 p.m. and lighting his pipe early. He closed his eyes, taking a deep, long drag. Sweet, he said. Although it's become an annual and renowned event at CU, this year's 420 celebration was different in some ways than many previous years. The crowd this time was so large, it migrated from the long traditional site of Farron Field to the larger Norlin Quad. Festivities kicked off earlier than normal with daytime concerts, and campus police handed out zero citations.
Nice.
According to Commander Brad Wisely, he said, at this point, none are anticipated. So they didn't snap anybody's photo this year. They didn't put anybody's picture on the internet. They didn't offer a snitch fee. They're not going to charge anybody. He says, we can't do the same thing year after year, said the cop. So I doubt we'll do anything like the pictures. There's no way our 12 to 15 officers are going to be able to deal with a crowd of 10,000. We just can't do strong enforcement when we're outnumbered 700 or 800 to 1.
You know, that reminds me of a story when I was out in Pittsburgh, Ian. I was walking from one hotel to another. I walk by drug bust, and they've got the guy handcuffed, and it's out by a bus stop. Cops just handcuffing the dude. The dude still had money in his hands. And they had an undercover cop, you know, some dude all dressed up in a, you know, a toucan and everything just hanging out. And I thought, man, you know, all I could think of was what a waste of time and resources and money, all these things.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The amount of money and time is huge. I think that some police budgets, it's like 50% goes to vice.
Well, that's what generates the money, you know.
Sure. All the suckers that they never go after the guy in the Beamer. The guy driving out on the ritzy area of town, they won't go after him. They go after the people that look poor. They go after the people that they can easily victimize. I mean, they are bullies. That's pretty much what they are. So they go after the people that, like bullies do, they pick on the little ones. They pick on the ones that are going to roll right over and pay the fine, the ones that are going to plead guilty and take whatever's coming to them and then, you know, try to get on with their lives. But in this case, 10,000 people was enough to dissuade the police from doing anything this time. And the consistency also, even if it was less than 10,000, the cops were just getting tired of trying to handle this situation. It was just year after year.
It's not shocking this year.
They,
you know,
keep going. I mean, they haven't stopped them. The fact that the cops tried to target them before did not stop them from doing it the next year, and it didn't stop them from doing it this year. The crowd size at last year's gathering was rumored to have topped 5,000, which means that this year it about doubled. It says here that, and it goes on to discuss some of the participants, and some of the students obviously wanted to talk about decriminalizing marijuana, which I think is great. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
But I think that these kids deserve a round of applause because they have done something incredibly brave, and they do it every year. They get out in public and they break the law. They break a bad law that deserves to be broken and should be broken far more often. And I don't hear very many other stories about things like this happening except from the campus of Colorado University. I'm sure there were some other ones out there on 420 or thereabouts this past week. Of course, 420, the International Pot Smokers Holiday, as it is called. But I just wanted to throw that out there to those kids because they did a good thing. And we need more of it. And not just necessarily for marijuana disobedience, but like we did over the weekend. We did a gambling disobedience here in Keene. And even though there were only 5 people at this one, the police completely ignored it. And so we're just going to step it up. I mean, next time we'll move from pennies to nickels. And then maybe we'll add in some extra stuff like open containers of alcohol, a little marijuana. Who knows? Maybe even a topless woman or two at some point. And, when are they going to get, when are they going to make an arrest? When are they going to stop ignoring us? Because it seems like, as you were saying, Ark, that we're definitely in the they are ignoring us phase, according to the Gandhi
court. They're trying to.
Yeah. So I wish we had more of this going on. If there was more of this going on, then the legitimacy of the state would, I think, crumble a whole lot faster. Because they either crack down or they do nothing. And if they're doing nothing, then what does that say about their laws?
Well, one of the nice things is here in New Hampshire in particular, with all the free staters out there and the Internet, your show, and other media outlets out there, it's not just going to be happening in isolated vacuums, which is one of the things that the state can't stand, is if you're doing it in an isolated spot, then their coercion and their arrests and so on, all people are going to hear about in the local paper is, you know, arrested, so on and so forth. They're not going to hear your side of it very rarely.
Yeah.
And that'll be, we're being protected against bad things, you know.
Right. But if you can publicize it
and you have other people across the state who are doing the same thing to show, hey, you know what, this was done and the state didn't collapse. The people didn't collapse. I should say the society didn't collapse.
Yeah. Well, one of the nice things about being here is that we have our own media. So we don't have to rely on the newspaper to report on it. We don't have to rely on the whatever the traditional kind of big media to report on it, because we're building, slowly, building our own media. You've got your show, Against the Grain Gardener. You can listen to it at LibertyConspiracy.com. Free Talk Live, both weekday shows. That's just the radio side of things. There's also television programming being created in Concord and in Keene here in New Hampshire, created by Free Staters and also Natives. In fact, some of the activism we're seeing from New Hampshire Natives, I think, is more effective and more than what many of the Free Staters have been doing. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, April 21st, 2008. Gold, 925-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $951.66, $468.70 for half, $234.35 for quarter. That's $951.66, $466.70, and $234.35.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. 2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garg.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. A little bit more on the 420 edition of Free Talk Live here. We've got a story out of
It's 421.
I know, but we don't do a show on Sunday, and 420 was Sunday.
The only damn holiday he cares about. Yeah. As though it is a holiday.
I like Halloween. I like Halloween. Halloween's fun. I don't know if there are any other ones. I like Independence Day.
Independence Day.
I like
cool.
that one.
Yeah.
I like Thanksgiving. So yeah, I've got a few holidays in my repertoire.
Where'd you go
there
for Thanksgiving? Who'd you have over?
I went down to the party. There was a shindig where all the Free Staters got together and had a little Thanksgiving. Yes. It was a lot of fun.
You got me on.
Were
that
you
one.
There?
I don't know.
Oh, you weren't there. All right. So here's a story out of California. Marijuana Policy Project. A clinical trial conducted at the University of California at Davis, just published online by the Journal of Pain, has demonstrated significant relief of neuropathic pain, which is pain caused by damage to nerves stemming from a variety of causes. This is the second study in just over a year to show that marijuana relieves neuropathic pain, which is notoriously resistant to treatment with conventional pain drugs, including opioid narcotics, which is hydrocodone.
Yeah, that's the big stuff that they, the addictive stuff that they prescribe for, you know, the largest of pain.
Right, so they're saying that conventional drugs like hydrocodone or oxycodone, not so good at treating this neuropathic pain, but marijuana? A-OK. In the new study, 38 patients experiencing neuropathic pain from diabetes, spinal injury, multiple sclerosis, and other causes were given marijuana cigarettes of three different strengths, 0% THC, which is the placebo, 3.5% THC, or 7% THC. In each session, patients took the same number of puffs, following a standardized procedure to ensure uniformity of the dose received at each strength. Both doses of marijuana reduced pain significantly, producing marked declines in pain intensity that lasted for over 5 hours. Researchers Barth, Wisley, and colleagues wrote that side effects were relatively inconsequential and psychoactive effects were minimal and well-tolerated. Although the scientists did express caution about the neurocognitive effects of a higher dose, reflected in lower scores on some tests of memory and problem solving, the study was not designed to examine the potential for marijuana to allow reduced doses of narcotic painkillers that also cause cognitive impairment, a benefit widely reported by patients. This is yet more proof that the American College of Physicians was right, that the U.S. government policy on medical marijuana is totally divorced from scientific reality, according to Rob Campia, executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project in D.C. Congress needs to act to end the federal war on medical marijuana, but in the meantime, states should act on their own to protect medical marijuana patients from arrest, as several states are considering right now. So more good medical news.
Very cool.
On the marijuana front. Our positive studies continue to come out, and no one has yet to die from smoking a joint. Yet. It will not happen.
I feel like a lot of people they think this whole medical marijuana thing, that people just use it as a hoax to be able to smoke marijuana. You know, I got a stitch in my side. I better go to the doctor. And
good for them.
Right, and I don't care.
Yeah.
So what? Imagine for a second that 99 people out of 100 are fakers. One person is getting the help because this is scientific proof. It's here. Scientific proof that it helps pain. Yep. 1 out of 100 people is legitimate. Would you take away the help for that one person simply because 99 people are going to abuse it?
It's a good question.
It's their life. You wouldn't take away their right to drink alcohol. They could do that.
So we were out at this gambling disobedience, which also was a kind of an outreach event for just the pro-liberty message in general, and there was a cop there. As I said, we were gambling, or they were, I wasn't, but they were gambling in front of the cop. And
I gambled.
Yeah, good. The cop actually came by and had an extended conversation with him about prohibition. And
with whom?
The cop. I did.
Okay, you did.
Yeah. Now, there were a couple other people standing around throwing in things as well. So we had a conversation with this cop, and he was of the belief system. First of all, he didn't really know what prohibition even meant, number one. He thought that he said he was against prohibition, but in favor of making drugs illegal. And we had to correct him on that and say, well, that means you are in favor of prohibition.
See, now I heard that the Keene cops are all college graduates.
Well,
they went to the School of Hard Knocks, apparently. Rather than college,
anyway.
You never know.
So he didn't really even know much about prohibition in general, but he sure liked the idea of keeping drugs out of people's hands. He thought that if marijuana was ever legalized, let alone the hard drugs, he thought that if marijuana was legalized, we'd have all kinds of people out there abusing marijuana, and society itself would crumble if marijuana was legalized. So, I mean, just the mentality of some of these people out there, they're just so brainwashed.
Were you able to crack through that exterior a little bit and get through to them a little
bit? Later, I thought of some questions I should have asked, but I didn't think of them on the spot right there. I mean, we tried what we could, but he was so indoctrinated. I mean,
wow.
I should have asked him that. I should have asked him something like, if I could, is it possible that you're wrong? That's what I would like to know. You know, could he even see the possibility that he might be misinformed?
And you know what's fascinating? As you're describing this to me, it really does tear the artifice off of a lot of things where you have a man, who's standing there, and he had the potential, particularly if he was armed and other people were not in this mm-hmm. particular area, he had the potential to go and forcibly take people away, stop them from engaging in that peaceful activity where they were all agreeing to engage in the activity with one another. He would have done this under the so-called legitimacy of his prerogative to be able to do that, given to him by the state, or the government in the abstract, the state, mm-hmm. which is other people. Which is, again, it's sort of this reinforced fantasy that everyone has. This is a guy. And you can ask him, sir, would you approach these people and forcibly lift them up and pull them away and stop them from doing this? And he would answer, well, I'd be doing my job. It's the law. Mm. The law, you as a person would be doing something that other people as people say is all right to do to us. That's what you'd be doing. Because it's written in a piece of paper,
right.
That makes it better.
But he didn't do that with the gambling. But from what he was saying about marijuana and other drugs, it seemed to me that this man would have definitely have taken taken action if someone had sparked up a joint.
Yeah.
So for some reason, gambling, well, that was okay. We could leave that alone. But he was very vehement about the idea of anybody becoming intoxicated. And I said, well, okay, so does that mean you support making alcohol illegal? Because alcohol, leads to all kinds of violence and
far
and
more
death.
Violent, drug that causes far more violence.
Right. And he said, well, yeah, you kind of had to think about that. I said, well, do you drink? He said, well, I don't drink very much, and if I do, it's only a beer or two. So I got him to admit that he would.
He's a drug user.
Well, yes, he's a drug user, but he doesn't want to make alcohol illegal fully. But what he would like would be to make it so anyone who is under the influence or inebriated in some way should be illegal. So actually getting drunk should be illegal, but drinking alcohol, not so much. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com. MRSA.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version, both are free for you, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening this year from June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live and expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I want to tell you a little more about what this cop said to me the other day. We were talking to him at the outreach of Freedom Fest here in Keene. But let's go to your phone calls first. Robbie in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Robbie?
Wanted to call in and discuss what happened to me the other night. Actually, it was Saturday night around 3 a.m. I was over at a friend's house. We had a bonfire. One of my friends brought over some smoke. We were smoking, and we hung out, and most of the people cleared out, and it was just me and my friend, his wife, mm-hmm. and his four-month-year-old son. And around shortly after 3 in the morning, I stepped outside. He's got a porch in his backyard, and he has an upstairs apartment. I'm sitting there smoking a cigarette, and I see cop cars driving around the block. And then I look over, and I see about 4 cops running through his backyard with flashlights. They're shining their flashlight up at me, and I bust inside, and then they start banging on the door. And the next 45 minutes, he wouldn't even open his door. He talked to him with his door closed, and they're
good for him.
Demanding to come inside and asking, claiming there were minors there, and he's like, the only minor here is my four-month-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept harassing him and telling him to open the door. And
What were they trying to get him to open the door for? What was the allegation?
Saying that there were minors upstairs, and they had this big party going on, which is completely the opposite. The people downstairs every weekend.
So wait, it's illegal to have a party with minors in the house? What was the alleged crime?
Apparently, they were saying that someone was there that was a minor, and like the people downstairs, like 2 weeks last weekend, they had vegetable oil dumped all over their kitchen floor, and they're like, we're skating. And then a week before that, they had a lawnmower that they stole from one of their neighbors running in their house, and they're all partying, and they were accusing him, but it was the people downstairs because it's a duplex, and his door is actually first. And he's like, you're going after me. I'm a 30-some-year-old man. I've got a 4-month-year-old son here. And he had to repeat himself over and over again and refuse to open the door.
Yeah, they don't really care what he has to say, honestly.
Yeah.
So they, were they threatening him? You said that they were down there for 45 minutes?
Yep. And he had to keep repeating himself over and over again.
Wow.
And he actually called the police station and talked to the sheriff or the captain. The captain, he talked to the captain. He's like, I really don't like, you know, the way they're treating me. They're actually moving next, actually on Wednesday, they're actually leaving town. Hmm. His wife's getting a different job. And he's like, I really don't like the way you're treating me. You're going after me with the people downstairs are running a lawnmower inside in the middle of the night on the weekend, having tons of people over partying, doing all kinds of stuff, and you're coming after me and my wife and accusing us of having minors inside.
So. Wow. So you were there to hear all this, huh?
Yeah, I was there. I didn't go down to the door, but yeah, I could hear the cops barking at him and. Yeah.
So did you get to hear any of the threats the cops made? I mean, inevitably, they must have made some sort of threat, right? Like, you better open this door or else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get to hear any of that, or you couldn't quite make out what they were saying?
I could make out some of the things they were saying. Yeah, they were, just, like, why don't you want to open the door? Why can't we come inside and look around? He's like, there's nothing to see inside.
Yeah, I know what you guys will do. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think you would have been better off had he not even gone to the door? I mean, if you're not going to open the door for the cops, and I don't think you should. But some people feel like they have some sort of obligation to speak to the cops, and from what I can tell, they don't. So, I mean, would he have saved 45 minutes of his time if they just ignored the cops, let him pound away on the door?
They might just tear the door down.
But they don't have a warrant for that.
They saw me on the porch outside smoking a cigarette. You know, I don't know if that's probable cause for them or what, but
no. I mean, if they wanted to come in, they would have come in. So according to Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, the burden of proof is much higher on them if they actually come into your house. At least right now. I mean, they could change the law and make it so they can go in anytime they want to. I mean, so it could change in a moment's notice. But for now, it's more difficult for them from their procedural viewpoint to actually go into somebody's home without a warrant or, unless they're chasing a murderer or something like that through the neighborhood, they don't really have any reason to come into your home. And most people are used to going to the door and answering it for the police because, well, that's what they think they're supposed to do. It's what they see in the movies. It's what they believe they're supposed to do. And the cops will lie to you. They'll try to scare you and get you to think that you need to or else they're going to do something. But, you know, if they wanted to come in, they would have come in, and they didn't. They just stood out there and yelled for 45 minutes.
The most fun is to talk to them for a few minutes and then walk away.
Now that would
really have a great time then.
Yeah, that probably would have been good. Okay, no thanks, guys. Have a nice night.
Good night.
Yep. And more people need to start doing that. More people need to refuse to answer the door for the police because they are not there to help you. Unless you called them, and I wouldn't recommend calling them because we've seen instances where people have called the cops expecting them to help, and they've ended up arresting the person that called for, you know, some trumped-up charge or nonsense. The fact is, their job is to arrest people and put them into cells, to put warm bodies in cold cells. That's their job, and if you open your door to them, they are going to be sniffing around for reasons to put you in that cell. And so there's no reason whatsoever to do it. So if you haven't congratulated your friend yet for not opening the door...
Oh, I have. Yeah.
Well, glad that turned out as well as it did. He only wasted 45 minutes of his time, which is a better investment than, going to the jail for an entire night and possibly getting charged with something. So
exactly.
He did well. And thank you for the story, dude. We appreciate hearing from you.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
Very interesting. 45 minutes, they yelled. It stood out there and yelled at this guy, trying to badger him into opening his door. They could have gotten upset at that, Mark. They could have busted in then, right?
Yeah, they could have. I don't know. I mean, I had a tax assessor come out to the property where we were building right now.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, he moseyed on in. Now there weren't doors at the time, so.
Right.
But he came in my house without asking, and you know, house might be not the right word there either. And he started talking and I guess, you know, he was going to assess the place as to how far along we were. He wanted to they want to tax me
right now.
As soon as possible. And I said, are you telling me that the town is going to tax me on how far along we are, but I don't have an occupancy permit? The town won't let me live and use this structure, but they're going to tax me on the structure they won't let me use. Yeah, that's about right, or something like that. And I'm like, yeah,
that's how it is, buddy.
I said, well, good luck. And I turned around and I walked up the stairs
good
and left him.
Mm.
And, you know, I didn't tell him, you've got to leave my property or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just said, goodbye.
Mm.
I didn't say goodbye. I said, good luck. But,
yeah,
that's it.
1-800-259-9231. We got a Matt in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Howdy, guys.
What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I don't know. So I want to talk about the Marine that threw that puppy off the cliff, I think it was a year ago.
Is it that long ago? I mean, I saw the video maybe a month and a half ago.
Yeah, well, I think the video hit a long time after it actually occurred. But, yeah the Marines
exactly
have been killing dogs for a while.
Hey, well, I mean, I want to make a suggestion about the fact that people said it was a cliff. But actually, I believe it's more like a hill of some sort.
Okay, that's interesting that you believe that.
I mean,
what about the videos of Marines and Army guys shooting dogs?
Well,
I mean,
my son was over there at the beginning of the war, and he said that one of the fellows took a grenade and taped it in the dog's mouth and pulled the pin and watched his son bitch run around until it blew up.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've seen some awful, awful videos of what those guys do to dogs.
I mean, you know, the problem is with these guys. You got these people that are, that say things about about the soldiers and whatnot. No, war's going on. I mean, maybe I don't believe in the war. Maybe I do believe in the war. But either way, I mean, they're troops. You really can't be saying bad things about them all the time.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You do something bad, we're going to talk bad about you. You kill dogs. Hey, there you go, EDB.
I wondered if that was coming. The Canadian that said howdy.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. It is Ian here with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So join the program and get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Ladies first, Kathy in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you today?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Well, I like to say that I'm a widow of 13 months.
Sorry to hear that.
And, my husband passed away at Brendan House, a wonderful place. I'd like to kind of give them a tip. I'd like to say that I was going into this building, it's like an army building.
Mm-hmm.
Army, it's a veterans type building.
Okay.
And, this tall man with gray hair, kind of really heavy set man, came up behind me and he grabbed me.
Whoa.
And I screamed and I said, let go of me. And I went down to the police station that day and I talked to the police there at the desk. The one that's the police station that's going out towards the Rosars. One of the beautiful.
We don't know. We're not actually living in Kalispell. This is a syndicated program, so
the beautiful
we have
big
no
building.
Idea what you're talking about. But go ahead with your story. You went to the cops.
So I told the police officer what had happened. And she was a lady, and I said, okay, if I use my mace, because I next time if this. If I have any trouble like that, I says, I have a big thing of grizzly mace because we have grizzly bears out in Glacier Park, and I go out there a lot, so I carry grizzly mace.
Damn, I need to get some of that grizzly
mace.
And she says, no, she says, you better not use that because you might hurt him.
Oh,
but he bruised my arm, and he grabbed me, and he hit me in the back, and he just came up behind me and just put his hand.
How did you get
right
away from him? What?
Yeah.
What? How
well,
did I see?
His wife was in the back room.
At this military.
I let out a scream, and she came running, and then he let go of me.
And then you left, or where did you go after?
No,
that?
At first I told the lady. I said to the lady, I said, "This man," and she said, "Oh, that's my husband." I said, "Put his hands on me." He actually touched my back all the way down, down to my legs, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My whole back and my whole body.
Was he trying to harm you or trying
to
sexually...
Yes, he was hugging me. He wanted a kiss. He was trying to hug me and get me to turn around and kiss
Very
him or something.
Strange. What now?
It just,
was he working there? Was he there?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
And what did you do after that?
Well, you know, the thing of it is, at the time, my husband was alive, and he was blind. My husband was blind for 2 years, and he was sitting in the car. And then this man went over and started talking to my husband and asking him where we lived, because he had overheard me tell his wife that I was going to move, and I probably would need some people to help me move furniture. And he said, well, I'll help you move. And he went over and started questioning my husband. And I said, don't tell him where we lived. And I got the car started, and I went to the police station. And I said, may I please use the grizzly mace if I'm attacked like this? I said, I'm afraid I don't have any other weapon but the grizzly mace. And I said, can I use that? She says, no. She said, you better not. It might hurt him.
Huh. Well, thank you for the call tonight. I would say to that that, you know, if you are being harmed, if you feel as though your life is in danger, then I would say that, yeah, you should use the damn grizzly mace and get the hell out of there. He probably won't know who you are anyway to report you to anybody. He'll probably be so embarrassed he'll just go home. I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Well, when I told his wife says, oh, he's just real friendly.
Yeah, too friendly. He deserves a little mace in the face if he keeps, you know, if he keeps being rough with you. If he's being rough with you and he's not letting go, you absolutely have the right to fight back then. I wouldn't care what that cop said. Thank you for the call tonight.
And, you know, even if she has to suffer some short-term consequences, maybe going through court or something, hopefully it wouldn't be too much of a hassle for her.
Better than being raped or whatever.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you're listening out there, There are a couple things that you can do just real quick to remember. If you're in a situation where other people might be nearby and you know you're not going to be isolated from that guy for too long, if you can get away, if he's behind you, drop down, bend your knees, drop down into a crouch and grab one of his arms and pull it over your shoulders. And he'll immediately fall forward over you, and he'll be down on the ground.
Like a judo move.
Yeah, it depends on his weight. He could try to pick you up if you were really, really tiny. If he's not too big, you can roll the guy right over your shoulders.
You might need a little practice to do something like that.
Yeah, but it's the sort of thing. It's a really simple self-defense thing. If you can practice it with somebody, it's a very handy move. And
well, certainly martial arts is a valuable thing for people to get into if they're concerned
about. I like the grizzly mace.
Yeah, the grizzly mace is a much better idea.
Fill a snout full of that.
I said I'd mentioned something earlier about a hunger strike, and I wanted to make sure I got this out there. This is the latest from the good people over at the We the People Foundation. These poor bastards, they keep trying the legal solution. Like, they've been trying for years.
They're good folks.
Yeah, they're great people. But they keep trying every legal possible legal venue to reform the state and bring it down to size.
At this point, I feel like they've exhausted everything. They've gone through the Supreme Court.
They have.
The Supreme Court has...
rejected.
Rejected even hearing their First Amendment argument that the right to petition the government for redress of grievance.
Right. Essentially, the government's position, backed up by the Supreme Court, is that, sure, you can petition the government, but we don't actually have to respond. You can say stuff to us, but we don't really even have to respond to you in any way, shape, or form. And so that's been
the
government's
position.
Feel
free to write your letters.
Yeah, so piss off, citizens. that's essentially the message of the government. And We the People has been talking about what their next step is going to be. And so now it has been outlined. Apparently on June 30th, the organization of We the People will serve petitions burned to a CD to the Washington and district offices of every member of Congress. Now, they've done this before. They have served them petitions in the past, and they've asked for a response, and they gathered people together in Washington, D.C. to hear the response of anybody from the government that would come out and talk to them.
And nobody did.
No one came out. And so that's what led to the lawsuit, which went all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they slapped it down and said, piss off, we don't care what you have to say, go away. And so now at this point, they're going to give the petitions again to each member of Congress. But the difference this time is that Bob Schultz, who we met at the Liberty Forum this
year,
he's the man in charge of We the People. He is then going to, after a 40-day time period, they're going to allow 40 days for the bureaucrats to write back to them. Bob Schultz vows to begin a hunger strike on August 11th on the West Lawn of the Capitol, right where the rally took place that they apparently hosted a few days ago. He says, I'll be down here. Either I'll pass away or they're going to respond to these petitions. Something's got to happen. So he's talking about a hunger strike to the point of death if they don't respond to the petitions.
Mm.
So that's what's coming next for...
He's a brave man. I don't know. I mean, hunger strikes... Have you seen... I haven't seen a hunger strike do anything since the Gandhi movie.
We'll see what happens. It's an interesting approach, and you know,
I
we'll
hope
see what
so.
They say.
I really do. I think he's a great man, and you know, I love their organization and what they're trying to do. I hope it seems like what's the government going to do? They're probably going to ignore him for a while,
yeah.
and then they're going to send somebody down there to drag him off and make sure that he gets
hook him up to an IV or
yeah,
something,
right,
yeah, right?
Get some sustenance in that manner. And
even if the hunger strike, look, Ireland was, I think, the last example. Who was the guy, the Irish guy who did a hunger strike there for the IRA, I think?
I have no idea.
I can't remember his name, but he died. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he died. So I don't want to lose Mr. Schultz because he does good work. So.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it and let you know what's going to happen. But, you know, this whole working within the system thing, I've got other stories that we're not going to have time to get to, but apparently the Ron Paul activists have been cracked down upon by the GOP to the point where they've been disqualifying Ron Paul activists from their conventions,
mm-hmm.
with any possible trick they can possibly muster up.
Yep.
They've been very upset that these freedom lovers have been coming in and trying to take over their political party,
mm-hmm.
using the party's own rules, using the party's, you know, the Roberts rules and all that boring crap that get in the political parties.
Mm-hmm.
They had come to this convention in St. Louis. It also happened in Florida. Something similar happened there. They came to a convention to try to influence things, and they were literally kicked out. Right. So, I mean, how is it that anybody still thinks they can change the system with the system? It's just, it doesn't work. It was designed to get bigger and designed to prevent you from doing anything significant to it.
Certainly appears that way.
One other thing I wanted to mention was the cop I was talking to at Freedom Fest, this prohibition-loving cop. He made a comment that I've heard a few other times by people that sort of worship the concept of the state. His comment was that the people in Washington and the people in the State House were smarter than he is. The idea is that politicians and our leaders, the authorities, are somehow smarter, better people, and so therefore we should listen to what they have to say.
Right, and where did you get this information? The idea that they might be smarter. They are absolutely not.
It's so
sad. They are
not
imbued with our thoughts. They don't know. They don't represent us.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.